Going to the Arabs long before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself performed Hajj before receiving Nubuwwah, prophethood. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to observe fasting during the month of Ramadan even before receiving the Quranic revelation. It was during the month of Ramadan that he received the first Quranic revelation via Al-Hira. He initiated the two Eids after his migration to Medina to denote start and end of Hajj season. The month of Hajj begins with the first day of Shawwal and Hajj and ends with the Wukuf of Arafah. This is the reason that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam introduced 2 days of festivity to celebrate beginning and end of Hajj season. And Imam Ibn Taymiyyah has clearly stated, even the month of Dhul-Hijjah is named after Hajj. The Quran and Sunnah both glorify the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. They are the most sacred days of the year, even more sanctified than the month of Ramadan, because they are connected with the most virtuous of all Islamic ibadat, Hajj. Therefore, the two Eids are not independent institutions. They are closely connected with some obligatory pillars of Islam, such as fasting and pilgrimage to Mecca. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose these two specific days at ease because of their deep connection with two of the most significant acts of Islamic worship, that is fasting and Hajj. The sequence of Quran verses in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:183-203 may be cited as a supportive evidence for this position. The Quran first mentions the obligation of fasting and then gives the rulings about Hajj. The commandment of sacrifice, udhiyya, or qurbani, is also primarily addressed to the hujjaj and through them to the Muslims as large. Surah Hajj 28:36. Even the takbirat of tashrik are originally mandated for hujjaj, Surah Al-Baqarah 2:03. The ordinary Muslims follow hujjaj in these commandments. Many classical jurists have particularly noted this connection between the rituals of Eid al-Adha and the rite of Hajj. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, for instance, makes a significant observation. He says that the animal slaughter at Mina is the original rule and all other localities are to follow Mecca in that. That is why Eid al-Adha is the greater of the two Eids, because it follows the most sacred day of the Muslim calendar, Day of Arafah, and the most sacred act.
Can you repeat this again?
That is why Eid al-Adha is greater of the two Eids. That is why Eid al-Adha is greater of the two Eids, because it follows the most sacred day of the Muslim calendar, Day of Arafah, and the most sacred act of Ibadah, Hajj, culminating in the universal Muslim gathering. It is called the Day of An-Nahr, sacrifice, and the Day of Great Hajj, Yawm al-Hajj al-Akbar. Because this Eid is connected with the sacred times of Hajj and with the sacred place Arafah. The famous Hanbali jurist Hafiz Ibn Rajab explains that Eid al-Adha prayer should perform within the time frame of the movement of Hujjaj from Muzdalifah to Mina. Imam Ahmed bin Hanbal maintained that Eid al-Adha prayer should be offered within the time period when Hujjaj move from Muzdalifah to Mina and through pebbles. Imam Ahmed clearly stated that the ordinary Muslims' Eid prayer had to follow the Hujjaj movement and actions. Ibn al-Baghawi states that Ibn Abbas, Imam Malik, and Imam Shafi'i are of the opinion that Muslims all over the globe are to follow the times of Hujjaj vis-a-vis Takbirat of Tashriq. Imam Al-Khazin attributed this option also to Ibn Umar. Imam As-Sakhasi reports that Imam Shafi'i and Abu Yusuf were of the same opinion.
Who's the Sarkozy and the Imam Abu Yusuf? They are the main scholar for the Hanafi school. The same thing, they agree about it, both of them. No. So we have the four mazhab here confirmed that the Hajj, that the Eid al-Adha connected to Arafah, connected to the Hujjaj. Those who perform the Hajj and Hajj in Arafah, and the second day, it should be the day of sacrifice. That we have agreement until now. Go ahead.
Imam al-Baghawi says that Ibn Abbas, Imam Malik, and Imam Shafi are of the opinion that Muslims all over the globe are to follow the times of Hujjaj vis-a-vis Takbirat of Tashriq. Imam al-Khazin attributes this opinion also to Ibn Umar. Imam al-Sakhasi reports that Imam Shafi and Abu Yusuf were of the same opinion. This indicates that many established authorities within all the four known schools of Islamic fiqh agree that Muslims all over the globe are to follow the Hujjaj in Takbirat al-Tashriq times, as the original Quranic rulings of Takbirat al-Tashriq is primarily addressed to the Hujjaj and through them to the Muslim Ummah. Surah Al-Baqarah 203, Surah Al-Hajj 28. Though there are other dissenting opinions, the above sources are presented to make the point that many Jews held the opinion that Eid al-Adha rituals such as the Eid prayer, act of sacrificing animals, and even Takbirat al-Tashriq are in subordination to the acts of Hujjaj. Therefore, it is not correct to say that Eid al-Adha is an absolutely independent Islamic institution, totally detached from Hajj. Juristic and historical evidence indicate to the contrary and shows that Eid al-Adha was always attached to the institution of Hajj. It is precisely celebrated to imitate and remind oneself some of the acts of Hajj. Eid al-Adha is as much connected with the sacred places as with the sacred times. During the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the rituals of Hajj and the acts of Hujjaj in and around the city of Makkah become paramount for Muslims all over the globe. Many Muslim jurists have said that the day of Arafah and the day of Eid al-Adha are to be determined by the actual stay of Hujjaj in Arafah and their slaughtering the animals. Muslim jurists have said that the day of Arafah and the day of Eid al-Adha are to be determined by the actual stay of Hujjaj in Arafah and their slaughtering the animals. Some jurists hold that this rule is specific to the Hujjaj, but others have argued that this rule is generic and applies to all Muslims. Some jurists even say that this rule applies even if the Hujjaj made a mistake and stood at Arafah on the wrong day, say a day ahead of or later than the real 9th of Dhul-Hijjah. This is the position of the all-known Muslim jurists. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah narrates that there is no difference of opinion among the jurists that the month of Eid al-Adha should be observed in unity. No jurist has ever allowed that those who sighted the moon should go by their sighting and do the work of in Arafah or slaughter the animals according to the actual sighting. They must go with the Imam and with the majority of Muslims. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali goes further than that. He, like many other Hanbali, Maliki, and Shafi'i jurists, concludes that the day of Arafah is not the exact day of the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, but what was celebrated by Muslims at the day of Arafah by staying at the place of Arafah. There is not a single hadith or Quranic text which says that the day of Arafah is on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, as the early Muslims knew it to be the day of Wukuf or at Arafah. Likewise, the day of Eid al-Adha is not the exact day of the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, but the day after Hajj, to the best of their knowledge, even if it was proven to be on the wrong day. They derive this rule from the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Eid al-Fitr is when you celebrate breaking your fast, and Eid al-Adha is when you slaughter your animals. Therefore, Eid al-Adha is not connected with from Wukuf of Arafah and Hajj, as some of the contemporary scholars contend. Hajj and Eid al-Adha are mutually connected. The two Eids were not prescribed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of the blue. They were intertwined with completion of the month of Ramadan and Hajj. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam linked start of the new month with actual moon sighting, as it was the only authentic source available at that time to confirm the month. He did not depend upon news of sighting from Makkah for the first 8 years of Hijrah, as the Kaaba was occupied by polytheists. And
that's enough in the chapter. I just like to share with you these 2 minutes, inshallah, before inshallah ta'ala. So, as we see it here, this is scholars. That's our scholars. Why I choose Zulfaqar Ali Shah? Because to make, I know, I understand, actually a lot of brothers, they are following the mazhab of Abu Hanifa. And this is actually what we need to do, to clear it today. Even Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, school, the school of Abu Hanifa, agreed upon with the other scholar, the other four madhab. That is not the issue of the day of 10th or day of 9th. No, we are connected with the place and the time when the people of the Hujjaj is standing in Arafah. That's your destination. People in Arafah. But, come on, our brothers actually come and celebrate in Sunday or Monday. while the people is not there at all. So what you celebrating for? Yarhamuk Allah. People finish Arafah. People finish Yawm al-Nahr. You are connected with the Hujjaj. And wait a second here. When I intended to go with Hajj, I go according to their calendar. And when I come here, I'm not following this. But when you need to go for Hajj, you follow them. And when you come here and you don't make Hajj, you make it too much trouble. We have to fear Allah Ta'ala in North America first before you go. The highest authority of the Sharia Council in America, in North America, they say, this is actually, yes, we cannot match Eid al-Adha with Eid al-Fitr. Yes, in Eid al-Fitr, you could have a different moon sighting. There's no problem. Because Quraib, you know Quraib, who's Quraib? Quraib Mawla ibn Abbas, the servant of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arda, Umm al-Fadl al-Haris, a companion female, the aunt of the Prophet ﷺ, she sent Quraib, the servant of Ibn Abbas, send him to Sham, to Bilad al-Sham in north, for some need. She needs some stuff, to buy some stuff. After he done it, he said, the moon sighting of the people in Sham, they sighted the moon sighting of Ramadan. There is no any single hadith for Eid al-Adha. Everything was based in Eid al-Fitr. So after he said, after I bought her stuff, people in Sham, they sighted the moon for Ramadan. And Muawiyah, he was the leader there. Muawiyah was a Khalifa. Then he said at the end of Ramadan, he came back to Mecca. So he met Ibn Abbas. And Ibn Abbas questioned him, what did you do? What you have Ramadan? What you moon sighting? Said Ibn Abbas, we caught the moon sighting in Sham for Ramadan. And now, actually, they sighted Friday. So Ibn Abbas, he told him, but we sighted Saturday. We moon sighted Saturday. So people in Sham Friday, but later in Medina, they sighted on Saturday, the second day. And Ibn Abbas, he cleared, he questioned him, did you see the moon? He said, yes. He said, even Muawiyah, he sighted the moon, radiallahu anhu arda. He's a great companion of the Prophet ﷺ. Then after that, he said, Ibn Abbas, he said, but we're going to complete the months because they start one day later on Saturday, so the Ramadan became full 30 days for them. So they have from this issue, the ulama took, like, could have like a different moon sighting. But the people here in North America, all the highest authority of the Sharia Council, they say, cannot be exist with Eid al-Adha. There is no any different moon sighting for Eid al-Adha. Why? Because our issue in Eid al-Adha is not completely related to 9 for Arafah or 10th. No. The issue for Eid al-Adha is based to what is the people does in place in Arafah and what is the people did in where in the day of Al-Hajj. Because the second day they slaughter the Qurbani. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also for 11 and 12 and 13, that's called Ayyam al-Tashriq. You stay in Mina in Ayyam al-Tashriq. Do you know what? Allah says in the Quran, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Mention Allah in appointed days, 11, 12, and 13. So you could disconnect yourself from the Hujjaj. You disconnect yourself from the Arafah. You disconnect yourself from the day of Qurbani. You disconnect yourself from the 3 days after the Hajj to stay in Mina, to mention Allah and to stone. Every day, 11, 12, 13, you have to go and stone 21. 7, 7, 7. Right or not? Right or not? Right. So this is actually, you are connected to the people. It's not the moon sighting. It's not the 9. It's not the 10. You are connected to the place and to the Hujjaj and the fiqh. You need to understand your Islam. Yarhamuk Allah. And more violation. we will celebrate Eid and the second Saturday, we will say, today is my Arafah. So when you fast the day of Al-Eid, what is that in Islam? Is haram or not haram?
It's haram.
Violation. Another violation. We have to understand that our deen. Our deen must study. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala unite all the Muslim ummah.
Amen.
May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala help us to understand the Islam. May Allah accept it from all and forgive all our sins.
Amen.
And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala provide for us Hajj and Umrah inshaAllah ta'ala very soon.
Amen.
Next year inshaAllah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to accept it for all the Hujjaj, those who performed Hajj and Umrah in Mecca inshaAllah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to bless all the ummah and save all of us from the shaitan.
Amen.
And make all of us love each other fi sabilillah and increase all our knowledge. Save all of us from jahiliyyah. Save all of us from the ignorance. Save all of us from the fitna. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to save all of us from the disbeliever and to give us the victory inshaAllah ta'ala very soon. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us love each other fi sabilillah. Jazakumullah khaira. Subhanakallahu hamdik. Shara la ilaha illa an. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What's up? I'm copy. Oh, I did it.
Inshallah, ta'ala.